我们首先翻开民数记27章第18节，从上个礼拜六我们就开始读生命记。
Let's open to Deuteronomy 28.
今天应该读到生命记的第16章。
We should be in chapter 16 of Deuteronomy.
那摩西五经它的安排，它是有一定的这个次序。
So in Moses' Pentateuch, there are special order and arrangement.
也有它的年代的考据。
So it also has your chronological
consideration. 所以摩西五经的这样子的一个编排。
So the way it's arranged by Moses.
都是从年代的这一个次序里面来编排。
So it starts from the time, the chronological age.
民数记拣选了整个数典以后呢，开始要进入那应许之地。
So after the chosen in the book of Numbers, they still have to enter the land of promise.
从新约就给我们看到，旧约的出埃及记进入应许之地，等同于我们的得救，领受神的应许。
So from the New Testament, we can see from the Numbers into the land of promise is equivalent to our receiving the promise of salvation.
特别是过红海，那这个几十万人的这一个过红海一起受洗。
So especially those who pass through the Red Sea and baptize together,
一直到进入那迦南美地要领受应许。
Into the land of Canaan to receive the promise.
在迦南地，我们领受应许有多少
？How much we have received in the land of promise?
天上的永生就有多少
？So that it also would determine how much of eternal life we receive.
所以天上的永生是跟我们地上的应许是息息相关的。
So how much we receive of eternal life is commensurate with what we receive of the promise on earth.
也就是你在地上发现神要给你的一个应许是什么。
So you also discover what God's promise to you on earth is.
而我们与主联合，让我们有这能力去领受这应许。
May we be connected, may we be united in the Lord.
我们首先来读民数记第27章第18节到21节。
Let's read Book of Numbers, chapter 27.
民数记
Book of Numbers, 27.
27章
Chapter 27.
这个是当我们看到耶和华叫摩西拣选认的儿子耶稣亚的时候。
So when we saw that Moses was commanded by the Lord to lay hands on Joshua, to command him to choose
him. 我们在看这书圣经的时候，通常会看到几项重点。
We often will see several main points when we read the Bible.
但我把这一段的圣经成为一个进入生命记的一个很重要的一个影子。
So I want to make this into a very important shadow of going into Deuteronomy.
不是那个，是要引的引，引导的引。
Oh, I'm sorry. It's guidance to lead us into the book of Deuteronomy.
如果你明白这一点的时候，就知道摩西在讲生命记的意义。
So once you understand this, you know the meaning of the book of Deuteronomy by Moses.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read.
耶和华对摩西说，认的儿子耶稣亚
是
心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上，他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前嘱咐他，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭乌林的判断，在耶和华面前为他求问。他和以色列全会众都要遵行以利亚撒的命出入。以利亚撒是谁
？So who is the priest Eleazar？
啊？是谁？祭司。
He's a priest。
不但是祭司，是祭司长。
He's a high priest.
啊，就是亚伦啊，他的儿子，后裔
，son of Aaron.
那么我们能看到以利亚撒要凭着乌林的判断。
So we saw that Eleazar had to use Urim to judge.
那我们会想到，耶稣亚心中不是有圣灵吗
？No, we think that in Joshua have a Holy Spirit in him.
不是在神的面前给他尊荣几分吗
？Can he receive authority, some authority from Moses?
为什么要在以利亚撒的乌林的判断下？
So why you still need to be under the judgment of Eliezer under Urim?
从出埃及记就有乌林跟土民。
So from Exodus there's a Urim and Thummim.
这是神建造整个会幕里面按照祭司的条例里面放在这个以弗德祭司的袍里面的两样东西，乌民土民跟乌民。
So from the regulations of the tent that God gave to Moses in the meeting that they will in the ephod, there are two important things, that is the Urim and the Thummim.
在摩西的那一个年代里面，这两样东西是没有用。
So in Moses' time, these two things were not active.
当摩西之后呢，开始才有使用这一个乌林跟土民。
So after Moses, these three things were used.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神很清楚的跟所有的人员讲。
Because God clearly told everyone.
你们中间或有先知。
If there are prophets among you.
我梦中启示你。
And I revealed to you in the dreams.
但跟摩西是怎么样？面对面。
But God spoke to Moses face to face.
所以就不需要乌民跟土民。
That's why he did not need the Urim and Thummim.
那这意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
就是摩西跟耶和华是亲密的关系。
That there is an intimate relationship between Moses and the Lord.
那一种连结。
That kind of connection.
我们知道摩西知道耶和华的心意。
We know that Moses knew the mind of the Lord.
我们看到几次耶和华好像要把以色列给灭绝。
So several times it seems like the Lord was about to destroy the people.
那么摩西呢，好像比耶和华还有意，他向耶和华来讲说，你这样子的话会让人议论你啊。
So it seems as if Moses was more righteous by saying that, Lord, if you destroy them, people will say that you did not save these people.
那么如果我们不知道圣经的整个总原则的时候，
So if we don't understand the main principle of the Bible,
我们就会觉得，哎呀，好像神好像还有一些不明白，还要让这个摩西来规劝他一下。
It seems as if God didn't have an understanding and need Moses to advise him.
事实上，这一点让我们看到摩西有神的那个属性在里头。
So what we see is actually that Moses has the nature of God in him.
他有摩西里面他摩西有神的慈爱公义。
Also he has a mercy and righteousness.
我们可以看到这一个就是他以神同行的一个很重要的一个象征。
So what we see, this is a special characteristic of Moses as he walked with the Lord.
那么以后我们看到耶稣亚心中有圣灵，还有以利亚撒的乌灵判断。
So later on, we saw that even though Joshua had the Holy Spirit in him, he still needed the judgment from the Urim of the Eliezer.
过了摩西五经以后呢，我们就看到从耶稣亚记开始的时候，就怎么样，必须要有这样子的一个判断。
So we see that after the Pentateuch and in starting the book of Joshua that they needed this kind of judgment.
所以生命记就是一个很重要乌林跟土民判断的话语。
So the book of Deuteronomy is actually the judgment of the Urim and Thummim.
我们最近听到在牧师讲的这个摩西跟羔羊的歌。
So recently we heard pastor teaching us aboutThe songs of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
如果我们看到圣经里面有两次提到摩西的歌。
Twice the Bible mentioned about the songs of Moses.
我讲的是旧约，新约不算。
So I'm just talking about the Old Testament, not the New Testament.
两次提到的这一个是内容。
So twice it was mentioned, one is about the content.
一个是使用方法。
And one is the usage.
生命记其中就有一个使用的方法。
So in the Deuteronomy, it's actually...Mention how to use this.
内容在出埃及记。
But the content is in the Exodus.
使用的方法在生命记。
But the method to use it is in Deuteronomy.
那么这首天上的歌。
So this song in heaven.
就在生命记里头。
It's in the book of Deuteronomy.
所以当我们看到如果因心中还有圣灵的时候，还要以利亚撒的这个土灵的这个乌灵的判断。
So even though we may have a Holy Spirit now, we still need the judgment of
Urim. 才能够出入。
In order to be able to go and out.
意思就是
go in and go out.
才能够知道往哪一个方向走。
So we can know the direction to go by.
那这就要很清楚，让我们明白。
This is to make clear to us so we can understand.
今天为什么会有被圣灵充满的人过于火热？
So there are people who are filled with the Holy Spirit that are overly jealous.
而走向错误的道路呢?
And go in the wrong direction.
因为他们以为心中有圣灵就够了。
Because they thought that if they have the Holy Spirit, that's enough.
忘记了神立定的那一个以利亚撒的乌灵的判断。
They forget that the judgment of Urim given to Eleazar the priest.
所以我们要从整个的生命记里面慢慢来明白。
So from the book of Deuteronomy, we can gradually understand.
第一章里面开始在讲到整个摩西告诉我们怎么漂流的。
So from the first chapter, it told us how Moses said to us how
we wandered. 本来要进入这一个应许的地方。
We're supposed to go into the land of promise.
但我们却不愿意接受应许，然后我们就在旷野里面漂流。
Because we're not willing to receive this promise, so we wander in the desert.
当我们看到这个以色列人，他们认为说啊，我们后悔了，还要再进去的时候。
So when the Israelites repented, they wanted to go back in.
神就不许他们进去了。
God will not allow them to.
这不幸的恶心。
This is the wickedness of unbelief.
那么我们可以看到。
So we can see.
当在这个希伯来书里头的时候。
In the book of Hebrew.
形容以色列他们因着信进入了应许之地。
That by faith they entered the promised land.
在旧约里头，我们看到整个以色列要进入应许之地的这个过程，都叫做一个不幸的世代。
So the process of in the Old Testament, the process of them entering the land of promise was described as a generation of the wicked.
不但是一个不相信的世代，而且是一个顽梗跟悖逆的一个世代。
Not only did they have unbelief, but also they were rebellious and stubborn.
怎么到了新约以后讲到说这个以色列人因着信进入了应许之地呢
So how come in the New Testament says that the Israelites entered the land of promise by faith
这也就是让我们看到因为一个人的信
This allows us to see that a person's faith
谁摩西
Because of Moses
这种信心从单数进入复数
It's because of the faith comes from a single person becomes a plurality.
告诉我们一点，我们的信心是我们个人的相信已经进入到我们的家庭，以及进入到我们的亲朋好友。
She's telling us that by our faith, that the faith will go into our family and our friends and relatives.
摩西只是一个非常美好的典范给我们看见。
Moses is a beautiful example for us to see.
当我们看到《生命记》第一章三十一节，我们来翻。
So let's open up to chapter 1 of Deuteronomy verse 31.
虽然百姓非常的不相信,
and the people had a great unbelief.
但是神是怎么样来喂养?
But how did God shepherd them?
这也就告诉我们摩西也是有这样属性的人。
So even Moses also had this nature in him.
我们来读生命记第一章三十一节二战情你们也在旷野所行的路上也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们如同抚养儿子一般只等到你们来到这地方好那么这地方是到了应许之地
So this place is the land of promise
虽然不信
Even though in our unbelief
神还是让这一个世代的后裔能够进入他的应许之地
He still led the descendant of this generation to reach the land of promise
当然我们的基督徒的生命没有那个四十年的绕旷野的光景
Of course as Christians we don't have a life of wandering the desert for 40 years
但是呢我们从这个绕旷野的光景里面是每一个基督徒可能都会进入
But these 4 years represent what we may possibly get into in our lives
我们要在绕旷野当中醒悟过来
We need to be awakened while we're wandering
生命记就是让我们看见摩西他对于他带领以色列出埃及的一件事情的回顾。
So the Deuteronomy let us give us a consideration about when Moses led the people out of Egypt.
警戒以及生命的回转。
It's about warning and about returning to life.
告诉我们，我们的神如同儿子般的抚养我们。
We can see that how God carries us as sons.
所以在第二章三十七节里头。
In Deuteronomy chapter 3, 第三章。
第二章
Chapter 2
三十七节
Verse 37
当神在这一个慈悲怜悯的当中拯救我们的时候
So in God's mercy and his love he had rescued us
在整个进入迦南美地的过程的当中
In the process of entering the land of promise
圣灵的引导里面摩西提到几件事情
So in the leading of the Holy Spirit, Moses mentioned a few points.
他在回想里面，他告诉我们有一件事情是不能做的。
So in his reflection, there's one thing that we must not do.
有些地方是禁止我们去的。
In certain places, we are forbidden to go.
37节里面。
In verse 37,
我们来读二三节。
Let's read.
唯有亚门人的地方，
凡靠近亚伯河的地，并山地的
城邑，以耶和华我们神所禁止我们去的地方，都要
没
有。
Nor the land
around
the
towns
in the hills. 摩西在带领以色列人
去的地方都没有埃及。摩西在带领的上面，他很坚守这样的一个原则。
So in his leading of his people, Moses firmly followed these principles.
这一些神不让他进去。
These places God would not let them enter.
直到这个大卫跟所罗门的时候
，until the time of David and Solomon，
这一个地区才收回来
，then these lands were recovered。
但这个时期的当中呢，神不让他们挨近
，but during this time God would not let them enter。
表示呢，有一些地区是我们不能去碰
，meaning that there are certain lands that we should not touch。
当我们要进入应许的时候
，when we enter the promise，
这一个生命记的第二章里面就告诉我们。
So the second chapter of Deuteronomy tells us.
看样子好像是好的。
What it seems like good to us.
啊，这一个好像是神的工作。
It's as if it were work of God.
这一个好像是神福音的事工。
As if it's a work of God's gospel.
地区里面神告诉我们说你不能去。
But God tells us this is not place, it's a forbidden place.
新约有没有看见有这样的例子？
Do we have examples in the New Testament?
我们看到保罗跟这个希腊。
We saw that Paul and Silas.
这一个他们要往这个亚细亚地区去的时候。
So when they were about to go into Minor Asia.
他们那要去观光吗
？Were they there to as a tourist?
他们为了福音的事工。
They were there to do the work of gospel.
圣灵禁止他们往前去。
But the Holy Spirit prevented them from there.
夜间就有马其顿的呼声，对不对
？Right. Remember, there was in his dream there was a calling from a Macedonian.
到马其顿顺不顺利
？So were they prosperous when they went to Macedonia?
不顺利啊。
Of course, they ran into trouble.
被关到监狱里面去。
They were put in the jail.
那么我们就如果是圣灵的引导，怎么会不顺利呢
？So we may wonder if it were leading the Holy Spirit, why would they have run into trouble?
从这一个观点里面让我们看到
From this viewpoint we can see
圣灵引导我们不见得是一条顺利的路
That the road that the Holy Spirit gives us may not be a smooth road
但却是神应许之路
But it's a promised road by God
反过来说神应许之路不见得是一条顺利的路
So in other words the road of promise may not be a smooth ride
我们把这一句话反过来讲一次好不好
SoPlease say this to yourself.
就刚才按照我所讲的，圣灵引导的路不见得是顺利的路。
So the road by given guided by the Holy Spirit may not be a smooth ride all the time.
你把它念一念，放在你的心里。
And read this and put in your heart.
哪一天你不顺利的时候
？So one day you may not have a smooth path.
环境不太很顺畅的时候
，or the circumstances may not be very smooth.
你也就会思考，是不是圣灵引导的路，或是圣灵拦阻的路？
So you will reflect whether it's a road blocked by the Holy Spirit or it's a road given by the Holy Spirit.
那么这一句话只不过是一个开始。
This word is only the beginning.
如何让我们知道这一个拦阻到底是神的引导，或是说圣灵阻止我们，叫我们不往前行呢
？So if this is by the Holy Spirit to block us from going forward, or is this something that the promises by the Holy Spirit?
这也就是我们刚才读的。这一个耶稣亚的心中有圣灵，他还需要以利亚撒的判断的土灵。土灵。
So, this is what we read in the book of Numbers.
乌灵跟土灵。
Even though that Joshua had the Holy Spirit in him, he still needed the Urim of the Eliezer, the priest.
第一章讲到神如儿子般的抚养我们。
So it's first chapter talk about how God treated as son, but he cared as a father.
第二章告诉我们，虽然是好的，但是不见得神要我们做的。
So second chapter tells us, even though it may seem good to us, but it's not necessarily what God wants us to do.
生命记又叫做神的第二部律法。
So the Deuteronomy is actually called the second set of laws by God.
事实上是第一部律法的延伸。
So it's actually a redeclaration of the first set of laws.
怎么样子的延伸呢
？How was it redeclared?
就是说第一部律法颁布了以后这个40年绕旷野以后
It's actually when they wander in the desert for 40 years.
神并没有改变他的律法。
God did not change his laws.
就告诉神的律法是一样不变的。
He tells us that his laws are eternal.
但因为人的不遵守，所以产生了什么样的变化？
But because of man's disobedience, so he had to modify.
所以他把这40年人生命的一个变化跟神的律法结合在一起。
So he tried to unite the changes of man in the 40 years. They
wondered to his laws. 看出来一个很清楚的这个乌灵跟土。
So we can clearly see the Urim and Thummim.
所以这一句，这个整个生命记里面，就是很新约里面很明显的一个乌灵跟土民。
So what we see in the New Testament is a clear demonstration of a Urim and Thummim.
是对我们一生当中很重要的一种判断。
So in our life, a very critical judgment in us.
所以我们来看到这一个第三章第二十六节。
So chapter 3, verse 26 of Deuteronomy.
第三章第二十六节是整个摩西他自己的经验告诉我们。
This is Moses' personal experience telling us here.
我们来读这一段圣经章节二十二节。
Three,
但耶和华你们因你们的缘故向我发怒，不应允我，对我说：罢了吧，你不要向我再提这事。你不要向我再提这事。
Do not speak to me anymore about this matter.
这句话表示摩西有没有提？有。
Shows that Moses actually spoke about it.
但是神跟摩西讲罢了吧。
But God told him,
我的心意已决，你也知道我耶和华是不改变的神。
He said that you know me as the Lord, I do not change.
不要再提了。
So mention no more.
告诉我们祷告是不可以灰心的。
So telling us that we should not give up when we pray.
并不是说啊，我们祷告神好像没有应心啊，就可能就是罢了吧，不要再提了。
So sometimes we pray as if God is not answering, so therefore we speak no more.
这一段的圣经恰恰相反。
So this is opposite of this verse in the Bible.
他是祷告到神的话下来。
He actually prayed until the word of God comes.
不可灰心的祷告。
And not give up on prayers.
啊，这个祷告里面我们看见，我们可以看到什么？有为自己祷告跟为别人祷告。
What we see here is a praying for oneself and also praying for others.
当我们看到这一个为自己祷告的时候
，When we see here when we pray for ourselves.
然后我们看到寻求叩门
，And also we seek and knock on the door.
神可能对我们说，不要再向我提这事了。
God may say to us, "Do not speak to me about any more about this matter."
这些事情有时候我们在祷告里面是为自己，可能是为别人。
Sometimes when we're praying, this is actually for ourselves, not for people.
什么时候神会告诉我们说不要再提这事
？When will God tell us that is enough?
我们要看到这一件事情的前因后果。
We need to see the beginning and the end of this matter.
神所不喜悦的事。
Things that displease God.
你强求也没有用。
And if you try to ask forcefully, it's in vain. Unless God changes.
靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们改变。
That by the blood of Jesus that we change ourselves.
所以当我们看到如果呢这一个啊像以法莲一样
，So just like Ephraim
进入了偶像，拜偶像
，They enter idolatry.
以法莲是很特别的一个民族。
Ephraim is a very special tribe.
以法莲有点像这个马大。
So he's a little bit like Martha.
啊，这个是新约里面的玛利亚跟马大，
Martha,
马大是姐姐、
right?
啊。
Just like Martha and Mary in the New Testament.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say so?
这个以法莲有一句名言。
Because Ephraim has a famous saying.
圣经形容这一个民族的名言。
Because the Bible describes this people as this.
叫做没有翻过的饼。
Just like the unturned bread.
你知道没有翻过的饼会怎么样吗？
Do you know the bread that's not turned, what happens?
下面已经怎么样？焦了。
It's charred.
上面怎么？还没熟。
But the top is still not mature yet.
一头热，懂不懂？
You know, they just hot headed.
热到焦了。
To the point they're charred.
上面没熟。
But it's still immature.
所以告诉我们说，有一些事情热心是要有制度的。
So it's telling us that, you know, zeal needs to have a certain limit.
热心是要在律法以下的。
So the zeal must be under the law.
啊，但是律法又要被钉死十字架。
But the law is to be crucified on the cross.
那如果我们把这个生命记好好的去把它研读一遍的时候
，So if we study the Deuteronomy well,
对于我们的热心的方向
，and the direction of our zeal,
就不会一头热
will not be just be full-hearted headed.
所以在这里面，我们在恳求上面的时候
，So when you're seeking,
有些至于死的罪，祷告也没有用。
So things that things that lead to death is not helpful to pray about it.
神说罢了吧。
God said,
神所不喜悦，神所觉得不公义的事情，你祷告也没有用。
So you think that displeases God, the more you pray, it's useless.
第三章就让我们看到。
So chapter 3 lets us see.
寻求的必须。
Things that are necessary when you seek.
但是正确的祷告是需要的。
But truthful prayers are important.
不是不正确的祷告，祷告再久也没有用。
So if it's not a correct prayer, no matter how much you pray, it's useless.
我们只能用很简短的时间把这一章一章的重点提出来。
We can only use such a short period of time to bring out the main points of each chapter.
当我们在读这个圣经的这一个啊圣经章节的时候
，When we read the verses in the Bible,
我们就能够更明白。
We can understand more.
读圣经是一个非常的享受。
To read the Bible is such an enjoyment.
因为这是我们的信仰。
Because this is our faith.
跟我们的生活
，in our life,
一定有息息相关。
Yeah, are truly interrelated.
我们不但要心中有被圣灵充满
Not only our hearts are filled with the Holy Spirit
我们还需要有神话语的带领
We need to have the leading of the word of God
然后看着这个环境
And then look at the environment
我们可以判断神应该向我们出或入
So that we can see whether we can go in or go out
很多人告诉我说他没有时间读圣经
Many people tell me that they don't have time to read the Bible
很多时候都讲没有时间
They oftentimes say they don't have any time.
我在想，那是因为没有把时间定在十字架上。
I think it's because they did not crucify their time on the cross.
我们常常在做生意或者在讲哈，讲一件事情，好，我们这就定死了哈，啊，定死了，有没有
？So oftentimes when they're talking about business deals, they say, "Oh, let's make the deal now."
有没有定死了？有没有
？Yeah, they just said it now.
是我们很少把读圣经跟神的约会定死。
But oftentimes when we read the Bible or meet with God, we don't necessarily set this time.
我大概有时间，我这一段时间我再来读。
You say if I have this time, then I'll come to read this.
我们很少说，我就是定个一个段时间，我跟神有一个很密切的关系。
We rarely set a specific time and to have an intimate time with the Lord.
以至于我们的信仰开始按着随性，我们自己的性质，我们爱读的时候读。
So oftentimes, then our faith will be by when we feel like it and we love the Lord.
这绝对不是一个敬畏的心。
This is not a heart of fear.
我们要有一个敬畏的心，就是定时。
We need to have a heart reverence to set the time.
所以我们开始在学习的时候，一对一定时在一个时间里面约好一段时间。
So when we are learning to share one to one, we need to have a set time.
那因为是我们怎么样尊重
？It's because we revere.
我跟你约好了，你尊重我，我尊重你。
So when we set a time with each other, you revere me, you have respect for me, I have respect for you.
尊重什么呢？尊重你里面有神对我的呼召。
I respect because of the calling of God in you.
而我也尊重神在你里头的那一份真诚。
Also, I respect the truthfulness in you.
在里头有一种彼此跟互相。
So we have a mutuality.
第四章二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 20.
我们一起来读第四章二十节二三七耶和华将你们从埃及领出来脱离铁炉要刻作自己产业的子民像今日一样那么这里论到什么呢就是奉献跟救赎是分不开的
So he talked about offering and redemption cannot be separated
当我们领出来
God lead us out
这个是救赎
This is redemption
成为神的产业这叫奉献
To become his inheritance is to actually make offering.
到底我们成为神产业好，还是成为我们自己的产业好呢
？So is it better to be of our own inheritance or his inheritance?
这就是你对于神的话语的认识深还是不深
？This depends on how much you know in terms of depth of the word of
God. 如果你承认全世界是神所创造的
，So if you admit that everything is created by God,
你就会归入他的产业
，Then you become of his inheritance.
如果你认为神创造你以后呢，就让你成为一个漂流的这一个浮萍一样。
So you think that after he created you, so that you
那你就按着自信心里面去建造自己想要的王国。
You flounder around, then you use your own faith to build what you think is inheritance.
当然，最后这一个 整个的 结局是完全不一样。
So the ending for both for these two are definitely different.
第四章，第四章里面整个告诉我们是救赎跟奉献的一个相对关系。
So in chapter 4 it tells us the relationship between redemption and offering.
这种的关系呢，在旧约里面，在新约里面都各有提到。
So this kind of relationship is mentioned in Old Testament and Old
Testament. 第二节里面告诉我们，我们必须要有一份责任。
So chapter 2 tell us, I mean verse 2 tell us that we need a certain responsibility.
就是所吩咐你们的话，第二节，你们不可加添，也不可减少。
Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it.
好叫你们遵行我所吩咐的。
But keep the commands of the Lord your God.
就是耶和华你们神的命令。
It's a command from the Lord.
今天我们多少人是删减？
So oftentimes we'll subtract a few,
或是加添,
or maybe add a few.
按着自己的意思呢，减一减。
According to our own ideas, we change.
按着自己的意思呢，加一加。
Or maybe we add according to our own ideas.
当然，这一个呢，就是怎么没有完全的奉献。
This is not a complete offering.
还有保有自己。
And also we keep ourselves.
以至于呢，我们在归回的路上很多的绊脚石。
That's why in our path to the Lord, there are many stumbling blocks.
第五章第十二节。
In chapter 5, verse 12.
当照耶和华你神所吩咐的守安息日为圣日。
Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
第五章里面告诉我们说神有特定的日。
So chapter 5 tells us that God has a set time.
那么这个日子呢
and date.
一定要守住。
And this day we need to keep.
那么我们看到安息日是礼拜六。
So we see the Sabbath is actually Saturday.
当然就会有人问啊，很多你们教会都不守安息日。
So many people come to our church and say, you guys don't keep the Sabbath.
因为他不晓得什么叫做律法已经被跟着耶稣基督同钉十字架。
That's because they don't understand that the laws have been crucified on the cross with the Lord.
所以他守的安息日是律法的安息日。
So what they keep is the Sabbath of the law.
律法的安息日基本上有三种。
There actually is three types of Sabbath day and in the law.
一个是神所规定下来的七日，这个整个第七日要休息，神就歇了自己的工。
So the first is on the seventh day God rests from his work after six days of work.
第二呢是以色列人从埃及地被拯救出来的时候，神要他们守安息日。
So the second is the Sabbath that God wanted the Israelites to keep when they were led out of rescue from Egypt.
第三是讲到从这一个七十年后归回，这一些被掳的人归回的时候，他们要守安息日。
The third is talking about the Sabbath day that those people who have been exiled or brought back after 70 years of captivity.
两样都是当时摩西所讲的。
Two things were mentioned by Moses at the time.
一样是在先知的时候的预言。
And one was prophesied in the book of prophets.
当时他们还没有被掳。
At that time they were not in captivity yet.
这一个三样是律法的安息日。
These three were the Sabbath day of the law.
但这些安息日都已经与主同定十字架。
But all these three were crucified on the cross with the Lord.
当主复活的那个日子里面呢，我们就在那个日子守神要我们守复活大能的日子。
So on the day that the Lord was resurrected, we are in that resurrected day that we keep that Sabbath.
这也就是我们现在为什么在礼拜天守安息日的一个主要原因。
That's why we keep the Sabbath on a Sunday today.
这个日子里面要单单依靠他。
So on this day, we need to depend on him solely.
命令的总归就是爱。
So the commandment can be summarized as just love.
整个律法的总归就是爱。
For the commandment is love.
就是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
律法就是把耶稣基督给引申出来。
So the law was to hide Jesus Christ.
所以你真正要守律法的安息日的时候，就是耶稣基督复活的那个日子。
So truly obey the law is the day of resurrection of Jesus Christ.
生命记第六章跟第七章。
So Deuteronomy chapter 6 and chapter 7.
讲到侍奉的一个原则。
You talk about
第六章里面要我们尽心尽性尽力的侍奉神。
In chapter 6 talk about serving the Lord with your heart, your mind, with your soul.
第七章叫我们不可以跟世俗有一些的这个结合。
Chapter 7 tells us we should not be united to the world.
所以既然我们尽心尽性尽力的爱主耶和华我们的神。
If we love our Lord with our soul, with our mind, with our strength.
信与不信的怎么可以同父一轭呢？
And the yoke cannot be yoked with the unbelievers.
这一个绝对的原则。
So this absolute principle.
那么这绝对的原则是什么呢？
What is this absolute principle?
这同父一轭并不是代表说这个没有信主的人跟信主的人不能结合成为一个公司。
It doesn't mean that those who are believer and unbeliever cannot form a company together.
而是说当我们在做一件事情服侍神的事工的时候。
But when we are serving the Lord and we are doing His work,
我们可能有一份热心。
We may have the zeal.
借着这种服侍，他虽然没有信主，他进入这个服侍里面，他可以认识耶稣。
Even though he may not know the Lord, but through this work of the, for the Lord, he may get to know the Lord.
这是错误的单纯想法。
This is a very wrong, simple-minded thinking.
生命记里面告诉我们尽心、尽性、尽力。
The Deuteronomy tells us to love the Lord with our heart, with our mind, our soul.
更告诉我们说，人的重生是圣灵的工作，不是你的作为。
It tells us that the mental rebirth is not our curse, but it's
the
work of the Holy Spirit.
所以这种绝对的原则呢，在整个的圣经里面告诉我们，不可添也不可删的过程当中，我们很多已经说违背。
So through this, the book tells us that we should not add or subtract, but we often disobey.
我记得我在做街头布道以及整个的在台湾在做整个布道工作的时候。
I remember when I was leading the revival camp and the.
我们这个布道的团体总共有十个团体。
And there were at least 10 groups in meetings.
其中
meetings.
有一团队是原住民。是印第安人
呀。Oh, okay. part of the group, the ten groups were actually aborigines of the island.
那么我们就看到他们在唱诗的时候喜欢用他们民族舞蹈。
So when they were singing, they like to use their folk songs and dance way of dancing.
没有什么不好的。
There's nothing wrong about them.
问题来了。
But the problem came.
他们唱了一首歌。
They sang a song.
叫做《丰年祭》。就庆祝这个丰收的时候。
It's to celebrate the full harvest.
我就问他们，你们的丰年祭以前是祭谁？
So I asked them, who were you offering it to?
山神。
They were offering to some god in Taiwan.
那你怎么可以拿来唱给我听呢？
So how can you sing it to us?
他们说，哦，是这样哦。
Then they realized.
因为很多人很热心，不爱读圣经。
Because a lot of people like had a lot of zeal, but they did not want to read the Bible.
我也不是很爱读圣经的人。
To me, I myself am not really.
但我当越要侍奉神的时候
，But when I had to serve the Lord,
我就知道要请读圣经。
I knew I had to read the Bible.
因为我怕用我的热心来侍奉神。
But because I was afraid I would use my own zeal to serve the Lord.
那走偏的路的时候，变成以法莲。
So if I go depart from Him, I'll become like Ephraim.
没有翻过的饼。
Like a bread that has not been turned over.
因此呢，神的话语对我们来讲非常的重要。
That's why the word of God is so important to us.
第六章、第七章的神的一个绝对的原则性是不能去触碰的。
So chapter 6 and chapter 7, God's
第八章第二节。
And chapter 8, verse 2.
你要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年。
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years.
是苦练你、试炼你，要知道你的内心如何。
To humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart.
肯守他的诫命不肯。
Whether or not you will keep his commands.
这试验不是让神知道。
So the test is not to let God know.
是让谁知道？
To let whom know.
是让我知道。
Let ourselves know.
所以当我们受苦的时候。
So when we are humbled.
神啊，你怎么要试炼我？你知道我爱你啊。
You say, Lord, you know me, I love you.
神啊，我知道你爱我几两几分。
God says, I just don't know how much you love me.
但是你不知道你爱我几两几分。
But you don't know how much you love me.
所以试验你的时候。
So when he tests you.
让你发现啊，原来我的爱是这么样子的问题。
Then you realize, your love is such a problem.
我的爱原来是自私的。
You realize your love is selfish.
所以当苦练跟试炼临到的时候。
So when you're humble and tested.
好，原来我们就知道，我们对于神的信仰原来是这样。
Then you realize your faith is such.
所以是神会让你知道。
Because God will let you know.
不是神他不知道，要苦练你以后他才知道。
It's not like God didn't know, so He has to test you to find out how much you really love Him.
这一个一定要非常的清楚。第九章第四节。
You need to be very clear about this in chapter 9, verse 4.
我们读第九章四到五节二三。
Let's read verse four to verse five.
耶和华你的神在这些国民从你们面前撵出以后，心里不可说，耶和华将我领进这地是因我的义。其实耶和华将我们从你们面前赶出去是因为他们的恶。你们进去他们的地，并不是因你们的义，也不是因你们心里正直。
On account of the wickedness of this nation, the Lord your God will drive them out before you to accomplish what he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各应启示所应许的话。好，当我们领受神的恩典的时候
，When we receive God's grace,
不是我们有多好的工作、公义
，It's not because how good is our righteousness.
不是我这一个人多好。
It's not how good this I am as a person.
乃是神的应许。
It's because the promise of God.
当然也是我们能够领受。
We can receive.
我就看到很多的人，他们真的是被神所恩召的时候。
We see that there are people who are called.
他们一定是会得救。
That they will be saved.
一个人的生命里面，他们为什么会得救
？So why a person's life they are saved?
他不比别人恶。
They are not worse than others.
但是呢？他也不是很好
But they are not very good either.
但神却有应许在这个普遍的启示里头
But God has this promise, this general revelation.
所以我们绝对不必要太多的这一个妄自菲薄不需要自己太多的觉得自己好可以做些什么工作
We should not feel as if we are competent of doing things.
我们只要按着神所告诉我们
We need to do what God tells us.
按部就班
and by his order
把福音广传
and preach the gospel
按着圣经里面的教导
and by the teaching in the Bible
好好的牧养
and shepherd others
至于这一个人他的生命以后如何成长
and how this person's life was going to grow
圣经已经很清楚告诉我们
the Bible already tells us clearly
耶和华能叫他们成长
Lord can make him grow
那即使这样子我们一定要怎么样我们一定要去做牧养的工作
If it were so, we should do the work of shepherding.
这是我们最基本要做的。
This is our basic work.
所以到了第十章里面告诉我们。
So in chapter 10, it tells us.
以色列人第六节，以色列人从比罗比尼亚干起行到这个摩亚拉，亚伦死在那里，就葬在那里。
The Israelites traveled from the wells of the Yaconites and to Moserah.
他的儿子以利亚撒接续他做共。祭司的职分
and the answer his son succeeding him as priest
好这一个时候开始里面呢就接到我们刚才所读的那一段的话语
so this is connected to what we were just reading
在开始里面呢神要告诉我们说这一些的过程的当中
so God is telling us these words that's the process
生命记里面再一次的提出来
that Deuteronomy again brings out
盼望我们这几天开始有空的时候开始读神的话语
So hopefully next few days when we have time to read the Word of God
判断我们一生的这个土民土灵这个土民跟乌灵
So that we can understand this Urim and the Thummim that give us judgment
这个不是像那个什么那个杯一样丢下去哦，这个一个正一个负
This is not like the Chinese fortune telling where they throw these cups that tell us one is a positive one is a negative
它是放在祭司以弗德的怀中
It's a place in the ephod of the priest.
都是按照神的话语做的。
It's according to the word of God.
所以严格讲起来，这一个土灵跟这个乌灵跟土民呢，就是神的话语。
Strictly speaking, Urim and Thummim are the word of God.
更深的解释就是神的引导。
In terms of deeper explanation, this is God's leading.
我们明天再继续来提到这一个。一个乌灵土民
We'll continue tomorrow on this Urim and Thummim
愿神祝他自己的话语
May the Lord bless his own words
时间到了、哦、
Time's up
我们一起来祷告
Let's pray together
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father may you help us
让我们对你的话语
That we your words
有一个渴慕的心
That we have a longing heart for your words
当我们读神你的话语
When we read your words
是非常的享受
It's such an enjoyment
因为与你同在
Because it's your presence.
你也与我们同在。
May you be with us.
将我们一生的判断
and our life's judgment
指明给我们看。
Be revealed to us.
叫我们或出或入。
When we go in and go out.
都有圣灵你话语的引导。
And we have the word of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.